special, sir. We know everybody is. We've built too many walls. Yeah, we've built too many walls. And now we gotta run. A giant fist is out to crush us.
You may be, however you may be listening, this is indeed the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on a TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join me on this Monday evening here broadcasting live from the WMFO studios in Medford, Massachusetts. You can call in to the program as always at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Happy to be back here with you after being out last week. And we got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened over the last 2 weeks in which that I want to use the next couple of hours to really just kind of like sit through it all and everything else and whatnot. But first and foremost, let's talk about the New England Patriots, because let's face it, a couple of weeks ago, I was one of those people who were wondering if the Patriots were going to get to 500. I had my questions. I wasn't even sure as to what to really expect from this team. And one of the things that I really believed was that if this was going to be a team and I guess to the playoffs, one of the things that they were going to have to do was going to take advantage of the schedule that they had coming up. They had the Chargers last Sunday. It was on Halloween. They had the Carolina Panthers just yesterday. They won both of those games. And obviously, they beat the Jets as well, going back to week 7. So they won 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5 games. But what's interesting now is that there is a shift in thinking, in philosophy, regards to what this Patriots team is, how do I view them moving forward and going into their next matchup, which is next Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Frankly, if I sat here and told you that I expected this team to be here all along, I wouldn't have believed you. I really wouldn't have believed you. Like, why? Because at what point did I ever truly believe and think that this team was on the cusp of getting to where they are now, which is they're holding currently the seventh and final spot in the AFC playoff picture? If you told me after week three or week four that they were going to be in this position, I wouldn't have believed you. It could be based on the schedule, based on what we were seeing early on. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, oh, wow, I was always a believer from day one. Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was a wholehearted believer. This team was going to be a playoff team. Yeehaw! No. There were signs early on in which that I looked at this team and I said, I'm not sure this is a playoff team. I don't think this is a playoff team. But you got to give credit where it's due. And that is the Patriots, they found a way to continue to battle week in and week out and find themselves in a playoff spot going into their week 10 matchup against the Cleveland Browns. Half of the season is gone now. The first half is gone officially. Week 10 officially begins Thursday. But the Patriots' week 10 game is in 6 days against Cleveland. It is shocking on a multitude of levels that the Patriots are in this position right now. We've heard Bill Belichick, we've heard the players say that their record is not truly indicative as to how good they thought of themselves as them being a good team. I personally didn't buy it. I thought it was just empty, good old run-of-the-mill. Oh, we're better than our record. Like, yeah, okay. But your record says exactly who and what you are. The famous saying by Bill Parcells, excuse me. But what's funny to me is this. The thing I find funny about all of this is that now, at 5-4, the Patriots are above 500, and the way of how they played leading up to this week, leading up to their matchup against the Browns coming up this Sunday, has me have a whole list of questions and so forth. There's questions that I have. One of the questions that I do have is, okay, what do you do? Do you buy into this team? Do you think that this team should make a move? And when I say make a move, I'm thinking about make a move at receiver because there is one Odell Beckham Jr. who is now available, who was released by the Cleveland Browns today. I'll tell you what. If you told me going back a number of weeks ago that this team was going to find its way to get into the position that they're in now, would I have believed you? No. But one of the big reasons for his turnaround is his defense. How could you possibly be not impressed with what you've seen so far? I mean, after all, when you talk about a team in which they had flaws. They were flawed offensively. They were flawed in the run game. They were turning the ball over quicker than you can say quicksand. Defensively, they were allowing the big play to bad teams. Remember the Houston Texans game and the Dallas Cowboys game? Yeah, I do. I mean, this was a team that had lost its way. And now suddenly, the last 3-4 weeks defensively, they have really rose to the occasion. I mean, it's amazing to watch if you ask me. But you got to give credit where it's due. Bill Belichick has this team playing on a level in which that you can't help but to think that this team is becoming increasingly more and more dangerous going into week 10 and as well as moving forward as the season continues on. But what makes this Patriots team so dangerous is that this is a defense that has really figured things out now. It's not a coincidence that in yesterday's game, the Patriots, the defense, they performed so well. They only allowed a grand total of 240 yards of offense against a Carolina team that showed signs of frustration in the game. Go check out that video clip that's surfacing online of the quote-unquote shooting match between Robbie Anderson and as well as the quarterback Sam Darnold, both of whom were teammates with the New York Jets. I'm sure all of you remember the famous quote by Sam Darnold that was mic'd up on Monday Night Football a couple of years ago. Man, I'm seeing ghosts out there. I bet he was. Because that pick 62 to J.C. Jackson, whew, man, I don't know what he saw in that coverage, but that sure as hell wasn't it. But the defense is really one of, if not the biggest reason why this team was able to make the turnaround that they've made so far. You got to give credit to guys like Matt Judon. You got to give credit to the pass rushers like Judon and Collins and Jawan Bentley. You got to give credit to the secondary like for example, Kyle Duggar, J.C. Jackson. You figured that with the trade of Stephon Gilmore that this secondary would absolutely just crumble and fall apart. That hasn't been the case. There's a lot to like with this Patriots team right now. But I will tell you this, though. This whole segment, I'm talking about why am I pleasantly surprised that the Patriots are in the position that they are in now. And I think you should be, too. The Patriots, just a few weeks ago, they were 1-3. Barely, and I mean barely, treading water. They didn't know who they were offensively, defensively. They were giving up the big play like Auntie Mama pancakes coming out after a wrong turn internally. Like, it was bad. It was just really bad. But now, the defense has figured it out. The offense is doing its part. And then also, you talk about the secondary. Stepping up, making big plays. You can't talk about the secondary without talking about Kyle Duggar and J.C. Jackson. Just how important those two guys have been. I am a little worried about the health of Damian Harris, though, on offense. Hopefully, he'll be cleared and he'll be able to play on Sunday against Cleveland. But how could you possibly not feel encouraged based on what you've seen? I don't know how you can. I personally feel very encouraged. You talk about this team, Bill Belichick. Let's talk about Bill Belichick in particular. Bill Belichick, I wholeheartedly believe, is a guy that many people wrote off. I wrote him off at one point. I was beginning to wonder at 1-3, is it time to move on from Belichick? Is it time? Well, at 5-4, do I have my concerns? Yes. But these are rather very different types of concerns that I had via like versus at the beginning of the season? They're just different. I just can't help but to sit here today and I think about how this defense has really turned it around, especially with the question marks that they had and the situational football that was a problem early on. They managed to figure things out, and you got to give them a lot of credit. Coming up next, let's talk more about the defense. Because they really were the story yesterday. And there is one aspect of this defense that I think that needs to be highlighted in most particular. I want to tell you exactly what that is coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Like this. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Or... yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over.
Jay Young, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over. See, it started at the park. Used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Oh, we didn't care. We made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mush up my mind. They get declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. Back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me. See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind, you have to get declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted. And I don't know how to make it better.
Make it
You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind, and I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over.
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Give me a call at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I look outside the window and it's dark. And it's a reminder that time changed yesterday. And I have not been happy with the schedule so far. In terms of just getting acclimated to the early sunset, I have not been thrilled about it. It's rather gotten on my last nerves today. I admit that of all days, like usually I'm in a pretty upbeat mood. I'm pretty relaxed. I'm feeling good about myself. But today, this afternoon in particular, I was like, man, it definitely was a struggle. It was a struggle just to even navigate through through the day itself, but I'm glad we made it to this part. We made it to this point. It's 5:26 now. If I can get all the knots out of my tongue, I know it's been a couple of weeks since I've done radio. Goodness grief! Please, thank you. Now, as I was saying, Patriots. How are we feeling about the Patriots right now? Feeling good? Feeling optimistic? Feeling rather chill, calm, relaxed? I mean, if this team makes you nervous, if you're a Patriots fan, call in. I'd like to know why. If this team has you feeling good, confident, I'd like to hear why. If this team has you feeling that this team could potentially do some damage come the playoffs, I also would like to know why. Phone lines are open, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Defense. You know the old adage in sports, championships win, defense wins championships? Yeah, I do. But in this case, this just, and I do mean just, might be the actual truth. In which that we talked about during the first segment, in which that the defense is definitely a reason why this team has been able to make the turnaround that it has been so far. This is it. This is absolutely it. Now, there are some numbers from yesterday that really opened my eyes rather a bit. I wouldn't say make my eyes completely explode out of my eye socket. Like, no. But what I am saying is, if you want to talk about, why this team has been able to make the turnaround that it's been making in the last few weeks, this is one reason here. In 2021, look at the defensive rankings in the NFL. They're fourth in points per game allowed, 18.9. Just averaging, they're allowing just 19 points per game. They're ninth in yards and fourth in takeaways, the defense, that is. And it's an important tell of a defense that is ascending and raising the hopes of the fans, in which that I think, when you consider how the season started, that this is a defense that could be counted against even the most prolific of offenses. I'll give you two actual cases of that. I'll give you the example. Go back to the Bucks game. They were able to shut down Tom Brady by and large part. Did they win the game? No, but we're talking about specifically the defensive performance, being able to shut down the receivers of Tampa Bay. You can go back to, hell, even the first half of the Dallas Cowboys game. The defense, by and large part, did a good job of shutting down the passing offense of the Dallas Cowboys. We all know how the second half went, but the point is that this is the defense, if they're going up against top offenses, that they have shown time and time again. Actually, I should also mention the Los Angeles Chargers from a week ago. Another prime example. And then you look at how the Chargers were able to rebound yesterday against the Philadelphia Eagles defense that allowed big play after big play against a really good young quarterback in Justin Herbert. So the defense continues to show just why this defense may be the key for a potential playoff appearance and playoff run for a New England Patriots team that at the beginning of the season, I had my severe doubts. My doubts were high. There's a quote that stood out to me from today that Bill Belichick says that I really want to have an opportunity to dive really deep into. He says, it starts up front. The guys at the line of scrimmage, their consistency and their dependability gives the linebackers an opportunity to be more aggressive and can attack the line of scrimmage better because they know exactly where the guys in front of them are going to be. When you don't know where the guy in front of you is going to be, then you play with a little bit of hesitation. You're kind of waiting to see where he is and then where you go. Unquote. You talk about the guys at the line of scrimmage. Who is he talking about? I'm going to tell you exactly who he's talking about. He's talking about Christian Barmore, who I have been very high about since day one. Christian Barmore, Lawrence Guy, and Davon Gautreaux. Those three guys. They control the line of scrimmage from the get-go. And then you talk about the linebacking core that follows them. Juwan Bentley, Kyle Van Noy, Dante Hightower. Those guys. And I'll tell you what. If you go back to yesterday's game, the defensive front, the pass rush, they were able to get after Sam Darnold and force him into making errant passes. Go see on J.C. Jackson's pick six as an example. But it goes to show you as to why the defense was never a true concern going into 2021. Although I have ripped the defense previously before for poor performances, and I have, but by and large part, my concern was going to be the offense. Offensively, how are they going to be able to build up consistency with a rookie quarterback? And I do believe that if you are the New England Patriots, and if you're the defense, you got to really like how the overall performance of this unit has continued to improve week in and week out. Like, just amazing. And then also, these are the following opponents that the Patriots are going to be facing over the course of the next 8 games. And it's part of the reason why I'm feeling very optimistic just based on these 8 opponents alone. Here are the final 8 games of the season for the Patriots. The Browns on this Sunday. And then next Thursday, they're playing on Thursday Night Football in Atlanta against the Falcons. They got the Titans after at home. They're at the Bills in early December. That's Monday Night Football. At the Colts. At home against the Bills, at home against the Jaguars, and in the final game of the season in Miami against the Dolphins. overall pass defense, or should I say overall offensive DVOAs. The Browns, they're 5th overall. The Falcons are 26th overall. The Titans are 16th overall. The Bills are 11th overall. The Colts, 19th overall. The Bills, 11th overall. Jaguars, 24th overall. Dolphins, 25th overall. Like, the only team that concerns me is obviously the Bills. And even the Bills right now, they're sputtering. They are absolutely sputtering. And if yesterday's game against the Jaguars was any sort of indication, whew, oh, man, that was an indication that, hey, Bills fans, you've got reason to worry. And it's not just because the Patriots only a half game out of first place in the AFC East. That's not the only reason why to be concerned. Your offense absolutely struggled, only scoring 6 total points against a Jacksonville defense that by and large part is not very good. So in Buffalo today, there's plenty to be concerned about if you ask me. So as I was mentioning, the defensive front, the front 7, you're talking about the linebackers and as well as the defensive line, I'm not worried about them at all. But what I am concerned about is the secondary. It's the lack of depth. They're not deep in the secondary. But I will be the first to tell you that you talk about guys like Kyle Duggar and as well as J.C. Jackson, and you talk about just how important those guys are going to be moving forward. It's the run defense that's going to be the biggest factor, but the secondary is going to have to be equally as important. So, the teams that the Patriots are going to be playing ahead in terms of running game, I'm not necessarily worried about because they're not ranked very high. The only one that there's only maybe, there's only maybe a couple that I look at. The Bills and the Browns in terms of running the ball that I am most concerned about. Especially a healthy Nick Chubb at that. And Nick Chubb, by the way, has already 721 yards on the ground already. And oh, by the way, he leads the league with 8 explosive rushes of 20 yards or more. And then, oh, by the way, Kareem Hunt could also be returning. So that's 2 running backs that the Patriots are going to have to contend for. And at the run defense that has been stellar over the last few weeks, they're going to get their real test this Sunday against Cleveland. If you have any thoughts or takes that you want to share, call me at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. But it's going to be fascinating to see how this defense continues to hold up over the course of the next several seasons. And I do think that if you are a Patriots fan, there is a lot, and I do mean a lot, that the Patriots are riding on, and defensively, they are going to be the reason why that this defense potentially makes a very deep run in the playoffs. And based on what you've seen the last 3-4 weeks, how do you not feel, optimistic? I feel very optimistic about this team right now. Coming up next, I'm going to share with you my thoughts on Mac Jones and the offense, because it's time to talk about the offense. I spent the first 2 segments, actually the first segment talking about the overall view of the team, this past segment talking about the defense. Now it's the offense. I want to share a thought about Mac Jones as something that he did yesterday that just was like, huh, why? That and much more coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Sweet Farm Radio.
us at the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Chance, what's good? Bless up. Of course. please do me a favor. Do me the biggest favor. Matter of fact, do yourself the biggest favor. Let Justin Bieber know, let Wayne know, and let Quavo know. My house. We're gonna celebrate life, success, and our blessings.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn, know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
Cake up. You can ride inside my life on that fame bus. Cause I promise when we step out, you'll be famous. Modern day Bunny and Clyde, what they named us. Cause when we pull up, all angles.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. Know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
With that new Chanel, she liked the price. She see the ice and make her coochie melt. When I met her in the club, I asked her who she felt. Then she went and put that booty on that Gucci belt. We don't got no label. She say she want bottles. She ain't got no table. She don't got no bed frame. She don't got no tables. We just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable. Okay, though. Plug, plug, plug. I'm the plug for her. She want a nigga that pull her hair and hold the door for her. That's only me. That shit okay with me. Baby, okay, okay.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth. The money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. Know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
For the one, what bitch you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my god, she hit me up all day, get no response. Bitch, you blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. God forgive me, don't you ever listen, I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bait on for the essence. For the record, truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. Know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
One.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join me on this Monday night, wherever you are in Greater Boston or in the Medford area as well. Call me at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's definitely been quite an amazing several days. As I realized, like the last few weeks, I've been doing a lot of broadcasting on both radio and as well as doing play-by-play of games and so forth, which is a blessing. And I frankly realize, that, and someone mentioned that, yo, your voice is your moneymaker now. I'm like, you know what, you're right. But you know what that means, Shu, right? I was like, nah. Like, that means you really got to hit that tea and honey and that lemon grind. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be part of your mornings and even evenings at night before you go to bed. Because you got to take care of your voice. And the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. And like the days of, listen, I'll still go to sporting events, and I love sports. For all of you that know me, that listen to my program, I mean, if I didn't love sports, I mean, then how on earth am I even doing this to begin with? Let's be honest. I love sports. But a lot of you also notice that I have the propensity of losing my voice at games. So it's like, okay, you lose your voice, and you can't even talk. Like, what kind of combination is that? It's not a good combination at all. No. So, the days of losing my voice at sporting events, yeah, you could safely say that I have officially retired that, especially at baseball games, which, by the way, I can't believe that baseball season is officially over now. We are now at the beginning of the long off season. More on that in the second hour of the program coming up. But for now, we're going to continue to talk Patriots. Call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Yesterday, what a game. What a game. I mean, look, Mac Jones, he continues to play this very safe, efficient game where he's not, you know, taking big risk down the field and so forth. And I'll be the first to tell you that we've seen this become more and more of like the norm in which what you've seen is a guy that is developing. He's playing a very safe, not taking too many risk or big risk down the field. And yesterday was another indication of that. What you saw was a guy who, once he took the snap, he was going to take care of the football. He did have that one interception, though. He did. Other than that, solid game, 12 of 18, 139 yards, and a touchdown. He threw that one pass that was 41 yards long. That was the longest pass of the day, but he threw that one interception as well. But by and large part, very efficient, and he did not turn the ball over at all, except for the one interception. That's it. And the funny part, that one interception he threw was to, you guessed it, Stephon Gilmore. So with that being said, I think it's really key to really get into the point of the offensive line. How has the offensive line looked in the last couple of weeks? If you ask me, it's looked solid, very solid. And when you talk about this is the combination that they've gone with the last few weeks. Isaiah Wynn at left tackle, Ted Karras, David Andrews at center, obviously. Tech Harris being the left guard. Right guard, Shaq Mason. And in the right tackle, Mike Onwenu. So when Karras, Andrews, Mason, Onwenu, and those five have started three straight games together at their respective positions. They had a solid game, but I'll be the first to tell you it was not perfect. And then on the first drive, Isaiah Wynn committed the false start. And then Ted Karras, he was flagged for a holding infraction on the very next day. So the back-to-back plays, the offensive line committed key errors already, which got me annoyed. And I tweeted about it on Twitter, like, really? Offensive line, this is how we're going to start the game today. Like, what are we doing here? We're committing penalties on the first drive, which prevented the offense from getting any sort of offensive momentum going to start the game. Like, come on. Come on now. But also, going with the theme, you got to give credit where it's due. Haason Reddick and Brian Burns, the two pass rushers, those are the two leading sackers of the Carolina Panthers pass defense. They were able to get to Jones twice yesterday. But also, the offensive line, although it did get off to a shaky start, they were at least able to, you know, put it all together, figure it all out, and be able to minimize the damage that was done by the Panther defense, if much at all. That's it. So, if anything else, and I do mean this, if anything else, this offensive line for the Patriots has suddenly got themselves in a groove, but again, they're going to have to minimize the penalties, because the penalties is what's really been the theme for this offensive line in 2021. By and large part, they have gotten penalized heavily. We've seen this a lot in the first seven games. And even yesterday's game, you saw with the offensive line getting penalized, costing the team like momentum on key drives, although lately they've been getting the W's, but it is something to point out, because in the playoffs, those are the kind of penalties that kills a team's offensive momentum and frankly leads to losses. So that is something that I do think in